Zegras for Dumoulin. Back to Zegras. Coming in across the line, the fans booing him. Drop pass. Lacombe in front. Oh, he missed it. Then another pass. Just fanned on. Wow.
How did that one stay out? Uh-oh, here comes Patty Kane.
On a breakaway for Detroit, he scores. Well, I can tell you the Ducks had their opportunity, so they didn't waste a chance there. But Detroit takes advantage of their chance by a guy who's pretty dependable. Clutch situation scoring goals. Kane has won it in overtime, 4 minutes in. And the Anaheim Ducks lose by 1-5-4, but do earn a point. And they have nothing to be ashamed of over the last 48-hour period.
Patrick Kane, early on in the game, he scored the third goal of the game, which was his 13th. It was a great top-shelf goal. And then he gets it done in overtime, his 14th of the season. Wow, what a stretch play. Hands of magic there on the finish. He goes forehand, backhand, back to forehand. He slips it through the wickets of Lukasz Dostal. And the home team, Detroit Red Wings, taking it overtime.
All righty. We're going to take a break because the two people next to me, Emerson Edom, Alexis Downey, have a what should be a pretty entertaining and a very positive post-game show. So we hope you enjoyed the broadcast. We'll join you from Buffalo, New York. It's Alexis and Emerson after a 5-4 overtime loss to Detroit. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you from Buffalo in a couple of nights. So long for me. Stay tuned for them here on DuckStream, and it is powered by our other good friends.
And right.
Take it away after the break.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are here to lend helpful hands. Our helpful hands are here for support all around the community and at our dealerships. Save thousands on Honda hybrids with 2.9% financing. Award-winning Honda hybrids, Accord, Civics, and CRVs. With hybrids, the battery charges as you drive, like the 2025 Honda Accord Hybrid Sport or Touring model. Now with low 2.9% APR financing. To experience helpful hands, search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval. Offer ends 3/3/25.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune into NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go and be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot for the game.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to DuckStream on TuneIn, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
After a hard-fought comeback, the Ducks fall just short in overtime to the Detroit Red Wings here at Little Caesars Arena. The final 5-4 alongside Emerson Needham. I'm Alexis Downey. Emmer, a disappointing ending to this game after so much excitement in those final few minutes of that third period. The Ducks fighting their way to stay in this game. It was a physical game as well, but just couldn't get it done when that net was open in the end there in overtime.
You can't help but just feel so ecstatic for a guy like Olin Zellweger getting a late one, the third for the Ducks, and then Cutter Gauthier, his second of the game. What a backhand that was, tying it up. And I know we're going to get to all of it, AD, but I just wanted to follow up on your point. It was so close. The Detroit Red Wings, they stuck with it. And that's not easy to do, right?
Right.
If you're a team, the Detroit Red Wings in this case, and the Anaheim Ducks claw back. It was, first, of course, down by three. And ever since that early three-goal lead for the Detroit Red Wings, the Anaheim Ducks inching back into this one. And it's just a shocker. It shocks your nervous system when a opposition comes back. So the fact that they were able to stick it out, capitalize at the end, it's why guys like Patrick Kane, future Hall of Famers, three-time former Stanley Cup champion, right? They're able to get it done when the game is just at its most crucial moments, as he did. It was a beautiful finish on that breakaway.
It really was, unfortunately, for the Ducks. But another big part of this game, we're going to get into the highlights now, were the power play goals from Detroit. Last time we saw them in November, three power play goals. Well, that was the same story once again here today. So it started in the first period. Marco Kasper got the scoring going for Detroit just 3 minutes, 11 seconds in. Following after that, we saw two power play goals, one from Alex DeBrincat, the next one from Patrick Kane, before the Ducks were finally able to get on the board. 8:24 into that first, and it was Ryan Strome with the goal. Last meeting, they were down 3-1, and they came back four straight goals.
All right, there's a shot. The Ducks get one. Well, maybe you just jinxed them, huh? That's great. All right, Anaheim gets a goal right from the faceoff. 11:36 to go, and it's a 3-1 Red Wing lead right now.
Big-time goal.
Well, I think I might have jinxed in a sense, but a good jinx with Ryan Strome getting that goal.
It's almost a reverse jinx,
reverse,
right?
Yeah.
We can call it that. So we'll take that. And a great stat that I have here. Look, this is the second game in the row where the Detroit Red Wings allowed the other team to come back, right? In their last game versus the Wild, well, they scored twice, right? The Wild scored twice in the third in yesterday's game versus the Detroit Red Wings. They took it in OT, so something that the Detroit Red Wings are going to have to focus in on here moving forward. But it's one of those things where the Anaheim Ducks, you can't doubt the compete level, the fight. Look, you're not going to get it all the time, and it didn't go their way at the end, but just the overall effort, I think everyone could be proud of.
I think we were having a similar conversation last night with that Boston game. However, they have the lead, gave it up, went to overtime, had that same fight you're talking about, showed it, were able to get the job done thanks to Leo Carlson. Not the story here today. We're going to get to that, but a couple more exciting goals along the way. 3-1 game in favor of Detroit after the first period, but the Ducks out shooting the Red Wings 14-10 at that point in the game. So we moved into the second, and it was another power play goal for Detroit. Before the Ducks were able to cut that lead in half, it was Cutter Gauthier getting his 10th goal of the season. Jackson Combs' wrister up top, hitting Cutter's shoulder, finding its way in the back of the net.
Here comes Radko Gudas, of course, wearing the orange. Up ahead for McTavish. Drops it off to Cutter Gauthier. To Lacombe, a shot, he scores! Lacombe just flung the puck on a wrist shot, and the Ducks got a bounce off the Detroit goaltender, Alex Lyon, and have scored their second of the game and cut the lead to 4-2.
Big goal at that point in the game, especially at in the second period, cutting the lead in half. You know that you're only two behind now. You don't have to worry about that three-goal lead anymore. What a beautiful scene for Jackson Lacombe to see as well to the net.
Win it out, just shoot it out onto the net. And that's exactly what he did. And look, good job by Cutter Gauthier just tracking there, right? Good things happen when you're moving your feet, when you're fighting to get on the inside. And I like to think that if that indeed a rebound persisted after that deflection off of him, he would have been still all alone in front. I mean, there wasn't really anyone close to him. So good job for Cutter Gauthier getting those spots. And as you mentioned, great job by and a heads-up play by Jackson Lacombe just finding the net.
4-2 after two periods of play, and the third period came along, and it was all Anaheim. In the end, though, it took till the final 3 minutes before they were able to get the scoring going. The team pulled Lukasz Dostal. They had a timeout before that, took Dostal off the ice with 3 minutes and 56 seconds remaining. Olin Zellweger would be the next goal scorer to give the Ducks three goals at that point in the game.
Zellweger shoots. They score! Oh, we got half an answer there. It's 4-3 Detroit. Lead has been cut to one on Olin Zellweger's goal. It's his fifth of the year. Fans, don't go anywhere.
What a goal for Olin Zellweger. He has a knack for the net. We haven't seen him score very recently, but good on him to get that one.
Yeah, and I think that has partially to do with the fact with how, at least early on, he was juggled in and out of the lineup, right? That was obviously tough, and it's tough for any player, right? Any type of momentum that you generate. And look, he was pretty productive in the earlier parts of the season, but just that exchange between even Jackson Lacombe sitting some games out there, and of course Mitikov, who's constantly being shuffled in and out here. Let's see if maybe he gets some action here, maybe in the next game versus the Buffalo Sabres. Just how maybe difficult this game was, right? So maybe the Ducks coaching staff goes back to the drawing board and makes some corrections. You just never know. But yeah, just speaking on that blast from Olin Zellweger, that's just got to be a feel-good feeling. He's a student of the game. He works on a shot a ton, and you can see it right there. It just squeezes in right under the glove of goaltender Lyon and into the back of the net.
All hockey all the time for Olin Zellweger. He even went to the Four Nations face-off final championship game. Really enjoyed that. Of course, he's Canadian, so enjoyed the outcome of that as well. 4-3 game. And that wouldn't be it. The Ducks would tie it up, and it was a beautiful goal, a backhand goal from Cutter Gauthier.
Can the Ducks somehow perform a miracle comeback here? We'll find out shortly. Zellweger shoots. They score! Oh, we got half an answer there. It's 4-3 Detroit. Lead has been cut to one on Olin Zellweger's goal. It's his fifth of the year. Fans, don't go anywhere. We'll find out soon. Here's the announcement, 1 minute. All right, 4-3 Detroit. Members of the Ducks have it. Make a play, backhand shot, score! The Anaheim Ducks have tied it up, 4-4.
Cutter Gauthier, my, oh my, top of the circles area.
I mean, that goal, that was one of the better goals we've seen this season.
It makes me just want to, when I get home, go in the backyard and work on my shot, work on my backhand. That's
same.
What it, yeah, that's what it makes me want to do. It's just that spectacular. And yeah, look, you don't get that type of backhand unless you continuously work on your shot, and we just talked about Olin Zellweger being a student of the game. Well, Cutter Gauthier, he's a student of the game. High score in college when it comes to goal scoring. You mentioned that earlier in the broadcast, and I mean, that's just how you get that high tallying of goals right there. I mean, you got to mix it up, slap shots, backhands, power play goals, shorthanded goals, all of them. He's eventually going to be a 20-goal scorer, 30-goal scorer, and so on and so forth. I mean, the future's bright for him. We saw it right there with his two-goal performance.
And that is why the Ducks acquired him last season. They saw that ability that he has. The opening was there for him to join the organization, and we're so happy to have him. 4-4 ending to this one. We went to overtime. Unfortunately for the Ducks, it was Patrick Kane who got the overtime winner, a tale as old as time for many hockey fans that have watched him for a long time now. But the Ducks able to come away with a point. That's the big story here. They're in this playoff race. When you look at it, they're not too far out. There's some important games going on today, Emerson. But what do you tell the team after a game like this, an exhausting physical game? I mean, Detroit played the Ducks very tough today, especially with them also being on a back-to-back.
Yeah, 7-1-1 in the Ducks last night now, and it's one of those things where they're just finding ways to claw back into some of the games where they're down or maintain the lead even when it goes till the very end. It's just there, and once again, it goes back to that killer instinct. These are meaningful games, and it hasn't been the case at this point in time during the past few seasons, as eloquently said by, of course, Trevor Zegras when you spoke to him, right? So these are meaningful games. I feel like all the players for the Ducks feel that. And look, it's a competition, right? You're vying for playing time. You're vying for first line minutes, second line minutes. We know how competitive it's been on the back end. Even a guy like Pavel Mentikov fighting to get ice time. So it shows that, look, these Ducks skaters, they don't want to give up their positions on the roster that easily. And just the competitive environment, it seems like just the coaching staff for the Ducks are in great spirits, and just everything's firing on all cylinders for the Anaheim Ducks.
We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to wrap up the postgame show because we have another plane to catch. We're going to be heading to Buffalo tonight, and the team will be playing on Tuesday. So don't go too far. Join us back after the commercial break.
We're here to lend helpful hands at your SoCal Honda dealers. Helpful hands that are here for you and support our community. Plus, help you save at our dealerships. Save thousands with low 0% APR financing. Honda cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, hybrids, and EVs are in stock and on sale. Like the 2024 Honda Prologue EV with 0% APR financing. To experience helpful hands, search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval. Offer ends 3/3/25.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Hey everyone, Adnan Burke here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Burke and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Welcome back into the postgame show. We're here in Detroit talking about this Ducks overtime loss to the Red Wings here today. I guess it would be today in SoCal because it's still only 6 o'clock there, whereas it's 9 o'clock here on the East Coast. But Emerson, we talked a lot about all of the different parts of this game, but we were just talking during the break, not necessarily the best game for the team. Detroit was all over them, very physical. Felt like every time the Ducks would get in the zone, they struggled to stay in the zone at points. But what were some of your overall takeaways on puck possession from Anaheim in this game?
Yeah, I'd like to for them to still get back to that pace that they showed in last game's first period, right? What we saw that first period was spectacular in Boston, and everyone just seemed to be getting available for one another, right? The chemistry was there. The support was there. So I'd like to see that here, starting in Buffalo and moving forward. Look, for the most part, everything else is rolling pretty good. We still could use some better maybe power play looks. Not that Trevor Zegras looks bad one bit there as quarterback of the PP1, but you like to see that chemistry, some of the playmaking that we've been seeing 5-on-5 for the Ducks translate more to the power play. So I want to see better power play. I want to see, again, back to that support there that we saw in the first period last game against Boston. But yeah, now putting together, as we've seen a lot of times in the last 9 games, which have been great, just getting back to full 60-plus minute efforts, right? It can't be last couple periods. It's been about, what, one period per game, the last two contests, right? So, they just need to put it together, full 60-plus minute efforts.
0-for-1 on the power play here tonight. Detroit 3-for-4. We just struggled against Detroit when it came to the penalty kill this season. This was the final game with the Red Wings this season. 6 power play goals Detroit was able to get between those two games. I don't know what it is, but something about that. We don't want to see any more of that.
No, it's Patty Kane sauce passes. That's what it is. And I'm done with it. It looks pristine. He's just one heck of a player. But I'm done facing Patty Kane.
We have a message here. Red from Buena Park said the Ducks kept battling and were rewarded with a point tonight. The Red Wings defend well, won lots of puck battles, and the Ducks didn't have much sustained zone time, as we were talking just a little bit ago. The power play has got to get going. 7 straight games without a power play goal. Fun fact, the Ducks haven't lost in regulation when scoring 4 or more goals. They are 13-0-1. That's a great fun fact.
Yes, it really is. I like the 50-50 battles in that message. I think definitely the Detroit Red Wings were the better team, as stated in that message when it comes to that department. And look, they just wanted it more. They wanted more, started early on. The best players for the Detroit Red Wings were the best skaters on the ice between both clubs. Brilliant performance. Lukáš Dostál, maybe a little bit shaky early on, right? Mm-hmm. But he comes back and finishes strong.
And we know that Oscar Dansk was the backup for Dostal tonight, as John Gibson is day-to-day with an upper body injury. A reminder on that end. Emerson, what is your final quack for this game here tonight?
My final quack, starting in Buffalo, I want to see a complete full 60-plus minute effort from the Ducks.
And I think mine's going to be the power play. If they get the opportunity, I want to see some more movement on the power play, generate a bit more. It's looking improved compared to what we saw a little bit not too long ago in the season, but it would be nice to get a power play goal.
You heard it. Ducks PP, get her done.
Get her done. We'll see you on Tuesday in Buffalo. The start time for that one is going to be 4 p.m. Pacific time. It's a 7 o'clock start East Coast time, so you can join us for the pregame show at 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. So if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight with Stephen Emerson, you can after the commercial break. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to the post-game show. The final score here in Detroit, 5-4 in favor of the Detroit Red Wings. Get some sleep. We'll see you on Tuesday. Excited for the final game of this road trip. Thank you, like I mentioned, for listening to the Duckstream post-game show powered by TuneIn.